In Western Massachusetts and Connecticut, there's a small chain of stores that sells the odd combination of soda and pet supplies. People love the quirky owner, Dave, but now many are turning on him because they think he supports repealing Obamacare. He doesn't. So how did this happen? Alden Bourne from New England Public Radio starts our look.
People will have great, great health care.
Last Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order at the White House, which would impact the Affordable Care Act. One part of that order?
To allow more small businesses to form associations to buy affordable and competitive health insurance.
Standing behind the president was Dave Ratner. He owns 7 Dave Soda and Pet City stores in Western Massachusetts and Northern Connecticut. He says he was invited to the event by the National Retailers Association because he's a small businessman who's long advocated for the small business change.
Petco, PetSmart, Costco, all these chains with huge amount of employees, they go out and they bargain with the insurance companies. Dave or the plumber or the barbershop goes out to try and get health insurance for their employees. We don't have anywhere near the bargaining power, so we pay way more.
But Ratner says he wasn't aware beforehand of the full impact on Obamacare of what Trump was signing. And he says he had no idea that Trump would later that day also order that federal health insurance subsidies be cut.
In my particular case, had I known that he was going to announce that he's dismantling Obamacare, I never would have gone.
The reaction to Ratner's White House appearance has been swift. Many people have posted angry messages on the Dave's Soda and Pet City Facebook page, and someone started an online petition calling for a boycott. And Ratner says customers are also venting their feelings in person.
We've had some people screaming at our employees. You know, how could your boss do this? What kind of person is he?
Ratner says he's feeling the strain.
Said to my wife last night, I said, listen, I just want you to know I love you. I just, you know, in case I don't wake up, in case I just drop dead while I'm sleeping.
Ratner insists he's not a Trump supporter, that he voted for Hillary Clinton. He wrote a letter to the local paper and sent an email to his customers saying he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And he's flabbergasted by what's come of it all.
Why people are taking it out on me for going to Washington to do something that I thought was going to do good for millions of people. I just don't get it.
The White House offered no comment on how much Ratner or the other retailers knew about exactly what was in the executive order. But a spokesperson sent a statement saying that the changes would help American businesses and their employees access lower-cost insurance. For Here and Now, I'm Alden Bourne.
And Alden's story comes to us from the New England News Collaborative. What a terrible dilemma for Dave. The picture of him standing right next to President Trump applauding as the president holds up his executive order has gone viral. In the age of social media, a small social media blaze like that can become a conflagration in a second.